And welcome back. Again, 36-14 at the half as both teams have stepped out of the locker room to get ready to start the second half. And, again, Dave, not a whole, well, pretty big discrepancy in the yardage in the first half between the two teams, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what, like I said, Ava Bear's total offense, 269 compared to Liberty's 128. Pruitt, the main rusher, just has 13 yards in the first half. Jaron Rutledge did carry the ball one time but lost four. Reese carried the ball a couple times for three. But I guess really the passing you could look at, Liberty 116 total in the first half. Reese with five catches for 83 yards. And Rodriguez had a nice catch for 33. But if you look on the Avis side, total offense, 269, zero passing for the Bears.
Yeah.
All on the ground, 269, and Dixon, 133 yards on eight carries. And also Adams had carried the ball 15 times for 59.
Well, you know, defensively, Liberty creep that safety up, you know, I mean, but at that, you're risking getting burned over the top. You know, that's the thing about, but it's a game of adjustments, and, you know, Liberty has definitely got to make an adjustment. They gave us, well, other than that last little stint there at the end of the first half, but Ava scored every time they had the football. Liberty offensively, you know, there's been times when they've been able to make things happen, but when a team is up on you like they are right now, you know, Ava's up Liberty by 22. Defensively, Ava's gonna send everybody.
Oh,
they're coming. They're coming.
They're gonna pin their ears back and they're coming.
So you know, you would be short passes, quick, you know, wide receiver screens, any type of little, you know, maybe find Rodriguez with a little screen or. You know, the jet sweeps, they're not there with the speed of the Ava Bears. And now Carter's had some success running the football, but that's when, you know, they weren't sending everybody and he was able to kind of hit some things over the top. And but now they're like, you know what?
They're going to make us beat them. And right that first half, we couldn't.
No. But, you know, I mean, coming into this game, you wanted to know where Liberty was at. This is a really good team. And, you know, Adrian, a really good team. Stratford,
yeah,
you know, they're okay week one. But, you know, this is – you gotta put things together to beat really good teams. And – you know, Liberty's, like I said, they're down 22, so they need to get a stop. They need to score. They need to get a stop. They need to score. They need to get a stop. They need to score to kind of flip the scoreboard a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're a couple turnovers away from being all right.
Yeah,
but our defense has to create that, and we have to capitalize when the event happens.
Well, we're not as big as we were last year, and we don't have the rotation. You know, last year's strength was that D-line.
Yeah.
They were really, really good. And, you know, and I'm not saying that this year's D-line's not, because the D-line's not played that bad tonight. But with that, as good a D-line as Liberty had last year, you know, you could, on Ava, you were able to cheat a little bit on the edges. But Ava did not have Adams. Ava did not have Tidwell. You know, that's two really big components.
Yeah, and you've also got an experienced,
right,
older offensive line that this defense is combating right now. I mean, you've got 6'3", 250, 6'1", 220. I mean, that they've got the burgers up front.
Yeah.
I mean, the beef is there.
Liberty's going to kick the football off to start the second half. Ava will return. Ava has attempted a pass. That was, again, towards the end, that last series. And they tried to pass on a two-point conversion that was intercepted. So back to receive. Number five will go back. That's Dixon. Also number eight, Hutchison. Your up man here to the near side is Tidwell. Mays will kick off for the Liberty Eagles. Liberty's, they mix the kickers up. And it's going to angle and be caught at the 30. Penalty flag thrown on the far side at the 40. Liberty offside. It'll back them up 5 yards.
Yeah, this will be Liberty's first penalty of the game.
You know, last year, one thing a lot of people forget was how good a kicker Drew Ripko was.
Yeah.
He just put it in the end zone.
Yep.
Yeah, and they no were... return. Just kick it in the end zone. First and 10 at the 20.
I mean, that's a weapon. When you make a team all game
80 yards,
go 80 yards.
Where the field position tonight, Liberty has given up. You know, it's just, it's been really good if you're an Ava Bear fan.
Yeah.
You know, every drive they've had started around the 40-yard line.
Yeah.
So a 5-yard penalty, Liberty will kick off from the 35. And Ava will move up to about their own 30-yard line for the kick. So right here, boy, this is if you had the leg, this is where you boom one as up far up they're playing.
Mm-hmm.
And that you, hopefully it rolls. It gives your...
Yeah, I mean, look at them. They're walking up.
They're at
up.
The 30. And Liberty tries the onside. And it goes out of bounds. And Ava's going to have really good field position again. And again, that's what we do. But, man, when your defense is struggling, you hate to see your defense. You know, right now, Ava picks up 10 yards. They're four down territory.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you're... I don't want to say handcuffing your defense, but, I mean, you're kind of putting them in between a rock and a hard place.
Another offside penalty, so Ava didn't want it at their own 45. Liberty's going to have to kick it again from the 30. Boot it. I mean, I don't know what kind of kickers we have, but now Ava's going to cheat up to about the 35-yard line. If you can boot one, even if it's a line drive, here's where you do it. And it's a squib, and it's going to be picked up at about the 30-yard line. Tidwell gets it. Tidwell breaks one tackle, gets it out to about the 35-yard line, or 45, excuse me, first and 10 for the Ava Bears. And, again, a short field to work with.
Well, I got to text my wife. She's not happy with me. I called Carter. I called him Josh during the halftime. So Mama Kim said it is Carter.
Carter with a C. So, first and 10 for the Ava Bears. Lane, number 7, the quarterback under center. Motion. They'll feed it to the fullback, which is Adams. And he stood up at midfield and a gain of 3, 2nd and 7. Ball is spotted just across midfield into Liberty territory.
Yeah, Adams, 62 yards rushing in the game.
But he's the tempo setter. He's going to do that, and then Tidwell and Dixon is just going to run wild on the edges. 2nd and 7. And there's Tidwell. Gets to the edge. He's wide open and finally brought down in Liberty territory at about the 33-yard line. Between the tackles to the edge. That time they ran it on the left side. Chris Shaw, the cornerback out there.
Well, you're exactly right, Gary. Adams is more the interior guy, getting 3, 4, 5 yards of carry. You got Tidwell and Dixon getting the big yardage on the outside.
First and 10, the ball is at the Liberty 32-yard line. 36-14, Ava. Tidwell motion, he gets the toss. Missed tackle in the backfield. Tidwell gets it inside the 30. Was that Brody? Right?
Well, that looks like Jaron. Looks like Jaron got.
Jaron's been. We've seen Jaron getting too far in that backfield. You know, you just because they're running with the line of scrimmage. You know, their wing back here, Tidwell. If he's coming across, right behind that offensive line. So it is 2nd and 7. Bears are in 4-down territory. Lane feeds it to the fullback, Hunter Adams. Good job, Liberty D-line. Again, you can't knock the D-line. It's a Carl again coming up the bottom of that pile.
Yeah, you're right. The D-line on the interior has played pretty solid.
Yeah, Liberty, they've played well.
They've had their hands full tonight.
But, you know, they're kind of getting their job done, and then the edges are too susceptible to giving up big chunks of yardage. 3rd and 6. But, again, David Bears, they don't get it here, you know they're going for it. Tidwell in motion. Again, they're going to hand it off to the fullback, and that's Adams who takes it off the left side, brought down just shy of the 20. I think he'll have enough for a first down. And it is first down.
Yeah, he just tucked right in there behind these blockers and just rode the wave with them.
You know, Liberty doesn't have that one dude that shuts one side down like a, you know, Cale Kornman. He took away one side of the field. Where you could cheat to the other. 1st and 10. Again, it's a hand off to Adams. Adams lowers his shoulder and is brought down near the 5. Same play. Same hole, anyway. Off the left side, and it's 1st and goal.
14 yards on a play by Adams.
Clock is down to 8:35 to go in the third. Lane under center. Gets it to Tidwell. Tidwell finds the edge. Touchdown, Bears. Touchdown, 25, Tidwell. And the Bears go up 42-14.
Ava's pulling guard, man. He's as fast as a running back. That guard went out there, kicked our end out. Tidwell was able to just slide up underneath for the easy score there.
Lining up to go for 2, the Ava Bears. Yeah, their offensive line's done a fantastic job creating some running lanes. Back to pass, looking downfield. They had 2 open receivers, one to the left and one right there in the middle. 2-point conversion is good. 44-14, Ava by 30. You're listening to Liberty Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox. Welcome back. The Ava Bears take the football to open the second half and march it right down the field for 8 more points, and they're set to kick it off. Shar will get another chance for a return, takes it at about the 16-yard line, tries to get outside, and there's nothing there. Liberty special teams, they stop
Yeah, we don't have a real clear wedge working down the field. Like you said, our blockers are kind of hesitating and stopping and trying to make blocks instead of just trying to plow people over.
Find somebody and hit them. Hope that the ball carrier is able to see that and just follow you. First to 10, Liberty at their own 31. Ball is sitting in the middle of the field between the hashes. Pruitt's in the shotgun. 2x2, here comes the blitz. And works it to the near side. Pass was intended for Gavin Reese over his head. Incomplete with the coverage. Hutchinson, number 8, second and 10. A little quick pass, though.
Good. The play call was good. Just kind of a quick hitter there.
That's what they need. Because Carter is not going to have much time back there. Ava's going to come after him. Second and 10. Rodriguez and Reese to the near side. I think that's Shar and Moore to the far side. Another pass incomplete.
Man, they're sending the house.
They're sending everybody.
There's four Ava defenders in the backfield before Carter could even get out of the pocket.
Right. So, another incomplete pass, third and 10. You know, you get this lead, your defense can, you can take more chances like that. Eagles 2x2. Everybody else is coming after Carter. Here they come. There's all kinds of pressure. He just heaves one up. That could be intentional grounding. Carter just got rid of it.
I think he did have a receiver over there. So,
again, all receivers go deep.
Yeah, you don't. Carter doesn't have the time for the routes to
develop.
Liberty's going to throw it. They're going to have to do it. They're going to have to do really quick passes. Punting Liberty back at the 20, and it's blocked. And the Bears fall on it at the 25. Ava Bears slow to get up back at the 20.
Yeah, that's actually
he got
the,
kicked.
The guy that blocked it got probably kicked in the gut, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got kicked in the sternum, right in the chest. So we'll take a timeout, and we'll come back in just a couple minutes. You're listening to Liberty Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox. Well, Caden Davis, 44, is the injured player, favoring left leg, it looks like. So first and 10, though, for the Ava Bears. And they're at the Liberty 26-yard line, leading 44-14. Did well. But they hand it off to Hunter Adams, and he's going in for 26 yards. Touchdown, Liberty, touchdown. Hunter Adams, one play, 26 yards, touchdown, and it's a blowout here in the third quarter. 50-14, Ava.
Yeah, Ava's just running at will, just right up the middle. I mean, they
can do whatever they want, and there's nothing that Liberty can do about it.
No, Liberty's not been able to stop that inside run all night.
Lining up for the 2-point conversion. Hand it off. 2 points good. Hunter Adams. 52-14. The backside. Starting to get raw as the spanking that's taking place here at the Nest tonight. The Ava Bears are given to the Liberty Eagles. We'll take a 30-second timeout and come right back. 52-14, it's Eagle football on the Fox, 96.9. 52-14, Ava. Bears set to kick it off yet again. How many yards on the ground now for Ava?
346 yards total on the ground. They passed one time for that 2-point conversion, just for a 3-point or, you know, 3-yard, 2-point conversion. But, yeah, on the ground, 346.
Well, that's a lot.
That's a lot. That'll make you scratch your head and go, boys, we got a lot of work to do. Kickoff set, returnable. Rodriguez bounces it outside, lowers his shoulder, lays a big hit. There you go. You got to like to see that. All right, was Chris Schar.
Yeah,
with the
Schar. Well, as you mentioned, that ball was received at the 14-yard line. I mean, you know, that's a deeper kick. Really forces you to make a nice return, just get it.
Just to get deep in the field position.
Yeah. Well, Liberty is yet this year, and we may not have a player that can kick it deep.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
But, man alive, you know, when your defense is struggling like that, you know, make them earn as many as you can. First and 10, Liberty at their own 34. Britt, double wing, out of the shotgun. They're going to hand it off, looking to get outside. Ooh, that's a big body, Jaron Rutledge. There you go. See, that's one thing. That's what I talked about, you know, on our drive back from there. You know, I like a bigger running back with the situation that Liberty's in. You know, you've got Gavin Reeves, Gavin's going to make some plays for you. You got Carter, he's going to make some plays, but it's easy to take two guys away.
Yeah.
When you got three, and then fill in with the Schars and the Rodriguez, you know, Eli Moores. Low snap, up here comes all kinds of pressure, and Pruitt, he has to fall on it. Back at the 45, so Liberty loses about what they gain. It's going to be 3rd and 9. Bad snap. Ball is here on the near hash. They'll spot it at the 40.
Yeah, you know, total rushing for Liberty, just 14 yards.
Yeah.
Well, that Ava front line there for Ava has been, I mean, it's been a nightmare for Liberty tonight.
They got three down linemen. Linebackers cheat up. Pruitt waits the snap. Shotgun. Now he rolls outside, looking downfield, being chased. Throws it across his body. Eli Moore catches. He does hang on to it. Brought down at the 41. And that's one way, because Pruitt's rolling. Everybody's going over there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard to get turned back around. And Patrick Mahomes can do that.
Yeah.
You know?
But it's a long throw. I mean, you're throwing a 20-yard ball
for
just to get it.
To get
five yards.
Punting situation. Everybody now has 11 players, and we've got a false start, 5-yard penalty. It's just all starting to unravel for the Liberty Eagles, getting real sloppy out there. Not having enough players on the field, having to rush someone out before you get the penalty, and you don't. So now, Ava, again, they're going to end up with football near midfield.
Yeah, short field.
Short field.
Either way.
We'll try this again. Kick is an end over end, and it's going to take a Ava bounce, and it'll be down at the 41. Yeah, I didn't hear any whistle neither. Hutchison picked it up, but they did blow it dead. First and 10 for the Bears at their own 41.
I was trying to figure out what was going on there, too.
I didn't hear no whistle.
Half the kids are just standing there, and the other halves are running over here.
Yeah, Hutchison picks it up, takes off, but they stop him.
I tell you what, I was really worried. Yeah, Gary, no whistles blown that I heard. I thought that was going to be a touchdown.
Yeah. First and 10, Liberty. Ava Bears cruising. Mercy clock is rolling. talking things over. The clock continues to tick.
I'm not sure what we're having a conference for here anyway.
I think the coach is like, you know, that was a live ball. Why did you stop my... So... But the one thing, the clock continues to tick. So... I mean, he's got a legitimate growl. I didn't hear any whistles.
No, I didn't either, but...
And we can, you know, normally hear it. First and 10. Oh, the clock finally stops. 2:38. They ran 2.5 minutes off. And Tidwell catches it and is brought down.
Good job. Chris Shaw coming up, making a good play there.
Also, Wells.
Like Parker Foster in on it.
Or is it, yeah,
Foster.
Yep, Parker Foster, 67. And Chris Shaw. Is that, I think that's the first time we've stopped that little, you know. So... A yard gained on the play, second and 9 from the Ava 42. Motion. They're going to hand it off to the fullback, Adams. He brings it to the 45. This will bring up third down.
Jake Carl got in there early on that one. Coming in off that left defensive tackle position there and made a good play.
Jake's had a good game tonight. He's made several tackles.
He's been in on a lot of them.
Problem's been the edge, and then when they get inside the 20, it's all over.
It's everything.
Yeah. Third and 7. Again, oh, there's the pitch. And Liberty able to make the play. It was the pitch went to Hutchison. Faked me out. I thought Adams had it. But they're quick.
They are quick.
I mean, their play, Wayne does a good job either sticking it in or getting it out.
And
the play's developed quick.
He makes quick reads, and it's boding well for them.
Fourth and a yard, the ball is at the 50-yard line. Ava, they're going to go for it, or maybe they're going to work on a punt here. Back to receive Eddie Rodriguez. Oh, that's offsides. So that'll back them up 5 yards. That's the first penalty, right? No, or well, I'm sorry, they had 2 pass interference.
The first one in the second half.
Yeah. That's going to bring the third quarter to an end, 52-14, Ava Bears. And we're going to take a timeout. We'll be coming back with the fourth and final quarter. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9, The Fox. And inside. All right, we're back. And Ava Bears with the punt. And they pin the Eagles back to the 1 yard line.
Gary, that was a 54-yard punt.
So, Ava right now is thinking, we're going to get a safety. We don't care if we give up a touchdown. We're going to get a safety. So, Liberty has got to be ready for that. Because, again, it's just a feather in their cap, you know. And coaches will use it to fire them up and get them going. They don't care,
but it's like you were talking earlier. How big of a weapon is that?
Oh, yeah. It's.
I mean, that was a booming punt.
Every, you know, program needs to really put a lot of emphasis on that. Here's the snap. They're going to hand it off to Rodriguez. Rodriguez dives to about the 3-yard line. Yeah, maybe 4-yard line. So a little bit of breathing room. So, it's going to be second and 8. picks up a couple. Now, again, Liberty a little bit confused on personnel here. Now they'll go with what they got. Play clock down to 10 seconds. 10:20 to go in the fourth. Mercy clock is on. Another handoff, and it's Rodriguez gets it across the 5 to about the 7-yard line.
That's a good run.
Yeah. The one good thing is, you know, we're not just having Carter run it and
right.
run it and run
right.
it. I mean, this game is...
It's out of reach.
Yeah, Carter, they could have fed Carter 30 times and... It wouldn't matter. But protect him for another day. Third and 3. Pruitt again gets it to Rodriguez, and Rodriguez try forward progress. We'll give him a first down. Nice job, Eddie.
Thank you, got it.
Yes, and he did. Those 10 yards goes to number 4, Eddie Rodriguez.
Yeah, 10 yards on 3 carries for Rodriguez. 8 first downs for Liberty in the game.
And we've got some substitution too. Number 5's not on the field. 2's not on the field. 25's not out on the field. Number 3 is not out on the field.
There's some clean white jerseys out
there. There's another dive play up the middle, handoff to Liberty. Brings it to the just across the 14. And that was Carter Pruitt with the carry. Gain of 4, 2nd and 6 for the Liberty Eagles. Pruitt will take the snap back at the 10. They get it to Rodriguez. He gets to the edge, a little stutter step, gets the first down and more. So, another set of downs for Liberty. Again, this is against the Monday Nighters now out on the field for the Ava Bears. Their varsity, their night is done. And that's what really helps you develop depth as well. When you
mm-hmm.
can get a big lead, you can get some younger players out there, get them some experience. Pruitt, again, handoff to Rodriguez. He's met at the line of scrimmage. No gain. Now, but if you're Liberty faithful or you're listening or watching, you would like to see Liberty's varsity kind of dominate a little bit.
Yeah.
You know. But when your varsity's not able to dominate the JV squad of Ava, you think about next year and you go, boy, we're going to have trouble again. Another handoff to Rodriguez, trying to get to the edge. He does, and dives forward. Again, close to a first down. It'll bring up 3rd and short. Under 7 minutes to go in this ballgame. No, they're going to give him the first down. Good job, Eddie. .638 in county. Eagles wanting to get another score. And off to Rodriguez. Gets it to the Liberty 36-yard line. Gain of 3, 2nd and 7 off the left side.
Well, and just like that, Rodriguez, our leading ball carrier, 29 yards. He has 7 carries.
He's carrying the ball well.
Yeah.
I mean, he's running hard and
a little easier against the JV squad. 2nd and 6. Eagles try the sweep with Shar. Oh, that's a horse collar. You've seen the back of his shirt, no flag. Rashard with the carry. He'll pick up a couple, and it's going to bring up third and six, or five, third and five. A long five, but Eagles will break the huddle. Rodriguez again gets it, tries to get to the right side, but that time they were not able, as Ava did a good job stringing it out and making the stop.
Great pursuit there by the Ava defense.
Fourth down, so Liberty offense just not able to get much going tonight. They had some spurts, but once Ava got the lead, it was over. It was done. Then they said, well, we're just going to send everybody. Eagles with the punt. And it'll be down at about the 44-yard line. So, again, that's been another thing tonight. Ava has started every drive, you know, if it probably average out at about the 45, 47-yard line.
Yeah.
Kickoffs, punts.
Short field
all night long, you know, and instead of having to go 80 yards, 70 yards, you know, Ava's going 55, 50. That's a big difference, you know, because your strategy almost, you could even say, okay, look, you know, if we get it to the Liberty 45, our defense is playing well, and we'll just go for it, you know.
Yep.
3:46, timeout on the field. Liberty's going to talk things over defensively. We'll come back. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox. All right, first and 10 for the Ava Bears. They will start this drive at their own 46. And again, this is the Monday Nighters. And they'll hand it off, and it's a scrum. But still yet, the JV squad is able to push Liberty for a couple-yard gain, second and 8. Yep, the Liberty Eagles tonight, they just been whipped.
Well, it's been that second quarter where Ava scored four times, actually five times. No, I'm sorry, it was four. Four times in the second, once in the first.
Yeah, we were kind of trading blows there early in that second. We scored, I think we scored two touchdowns.
They scored two, yeah.
And then they...
Flag thrown in the backfield. Clock is under 3 minutes. Delay of gain. The Liberty's kept their varsity out there, hoping for something positive. They're just searching right now for anything positive.
Hey, we got some new kids on the line. On the line. Looks like our linebacker. What we got there? Joe 67. Conley.
There's the toss, and up the middle, they'll get the 3 yards. So it's going to bring up third and 9. Yeah, Joe Conley,
looks like Lucas Carl.
I didn't see Joe last week. I didn't think he was, you know, he wasn't here last week. But it's good to see Joe out there. Good size, fast, just trying to learn the system. Third and 9 for the Bears. And that time Liberty D-line is able to get through, make the stop. And it'll bring up fourth down. Now, if Liberty could have done that against the varsity, it would have been a better game. 1:10 to go, 70 seconds. Liberty's going to await a punt. Eddie Rodriguez will be the return man.
Let's see if this punter could kick another 50-yarder. 54 yards on his first punt.
Yeah, he booted it, didn't he? Another high end over end. And it's going to take an Ava roll and be down at the 10-yard line with 35 seconds. I don't know if Liberty will get a snap off or not. The coaches are probably about like everyone else. Let's just get this over with and go to the house and get ready for next week. Gets to the schedule, you know, I'm not going to say it gets any easier because, you know, each week as, you know, after week four, you have a better idea who you are. Everybody yeah. had their, we all now have a better idea of the identity and the holes and the weaknesses of each team. And Ava's going to come out of the nest with a monstrous win, 52-14 over the Liberty Eagles. And the Eagles have just got a lot of things they got to work on. One, being more aggressive, better tackling, and quicker strikes when the pressure's coming. The plays, they got to happen quicker, you know. Again, I would like to see some screens. If defense is going to be that aggressive and attacking, you know, use it against them.
Yeah, that's about the best way to defeat that kind of speed is to use it against them.
Yeah, I don't know what else offensively Liberty could do. You know, I don't know what would really be an effective attack when you're, you know, faced with
right,
you know, no time at all. What you got right now, and this. You know, game film comes out, other schools, they're going to go, you know what, if we get up a touchdown or two, let's just go after them. Let's just let's just take off after them. And because that's kind of been the recipe. You know, we've seen it against Adrian. Adrian was the first to do it. They just really went after Liberty, and it made it really difficult to, you know, get anything going. But tonight, Liberty falls to the Ava Bears. 52-14. Liberty now 1-1 in the SDA, 1-3 overall. But we've got more football to go. You know, to say we're about at the halfway point of the season. Dave, what do you got number wise on the night?
Well, Liberty total offense 173, 119 through the air, and Reese was the main receiver, 83 yards on 6 catches. Rodriguez had a nice 33-yard pass reception, and Moore had 1 catch for 3, and then Liberty on the ground, 54 yards. 31 goes to Rodriguez here in the second half, and then Pruitt carried the ball just for 12 times. 12 times tonight for 14 yards. He was sacked 3 times. Liberty scores 2 times in the second quarter on a 25-yard pass to Reese, and Reese does it again on a 26-yard pass for a touchdown.
Well, and Gavin also had a pass. Completion.
Yeah, the 33-yarder to Rodriguez.
Rodriguez, yep. Yes.
But defensively tonight, on the other side, it was not a very good night.
Well, yeah, you know, 354 yards total offense for the Bears, and only had 3 yards passing, and that was on that two-point conversion to Swatosh. But they rushed for 351 yards, and talked about these 3 big ball carriers they have. Dixon, 133 yards, leading rusher for the Bears on 8 carries. But then Adams, you know, he ran in the middle most of the night for short gains, but just chipping away 2, 3, 4 yards a carry for 110 yards. And Tidwell, number 25, carried the ball 7 times for 106. But, you know, the big thing was that second quarter, they scored 4 times. And, wow, that second quarter, it did go back and forth. That's when Liberty scored their 2 touchdowns. And
the turnover.
Yep, the turnover, and it just kind of got away from us.
The turnover is what put them up 3 touchdowns, mm-hmm. And then that's when defensively
they were able to just pin it. And just,
right.
Yeah.
At the high school level, you know, I mean, if you're up 3 scores, you can defensively, I think most defensive coaches would say, yeah, I'm able to take a, to send that extra body, you know.
Yeah.
And the Ava was just sending more players than Liberty had blockers, and nothing to develop quick enough for Carter. You know, Carter, he needed to get the snap and get rid of it.
Yeah.
And that was, at the time it took me to say it, that's about how much time he had. But, you know, earlier in that first quarter, Ava wasn't coming after Carter. He had a little more time. He was able to roll out and find receivers downfield. There were some other opportunities to, you know, score, but not finishing routes, drops, you know, it comes back to haunt you, and that by no means is that the difference in the game.
No.
It could have sustained drives. It's just, you know, sometimes there's a better team that comes to your town or you go to their town, and they just whip you. And that's what happened tonight. Liberty just got whipped by a much, much better team tonight in the Ava Bears. Again, Ava goes on to win, and Liberty will lick their wounds and get ready for another Friday night of high school football. For Dave Quinn, Tyler Chowning, and Ricky Smith up top, I'm Gary Lee saying God bless and good night.